PolishPod Enterprise.
Well, Jason, this lesson is called Office Gossip.
就是在办公室里面这么闲谈闲聊啊。
All right, well, we all know that in every office, there are always stories, right?
Right.
Some are true, some are maybe not true.
Right.
And it can be very dangerous to get involved in these conversations.
就像有点像那种办公室政治 office politics.
Mm-hmm, right. Exactly. So we've got some interesting language here to help us talk about this language.
And maybe also identify.
Yeah.
Right, what's office gossip?
Exactly. So what are we going to be learning here?
那我们一定会就会看到关于 office gossip 的一些语言。你可以一看就知道，他马上就要 office gossip。或者是你一定会说的那一句话和第二句话。
All right, so this will help you know when people are gossiping so you can walk the other way. Okay, so before we begin, we have two words for you in vocabulary preview.
Vocabulary preview.
Jason, our first word is a toast.
A toast.
Mm-hmm.
这个好像是比如说人家举杯啊，就是 let's have a toast.
Exactly.
Right?
Yep.
就是那种举杯庆祝啊，干杯啊这样。
A toast.
就是举杯庆祝。
Have a toast.
啊，就是大家庆祝一下啊，一起喝酒庆祝。
Great. So, and our next word is also a nice positive word, a promotion.
啊，现在我知道它就是庆祝什么东西了，原来是升职了。Promotion 就是升职。
A promotion.
升职提拔。
A promotion.
升职。So one question actually before we go to the dialogue, Erica. When we have a toast, people just, you know, come together,、
mm-hmm.
drink champagne probably, right?
Yep.
And they always say something, right? They always a speech. Is that?
When there's an important event,、okay. you'll usually hear a speech and people will raise their glass and, you know, make that little noise.
Okay.
Well, so I think it's time we listen to our dialogue. Now, I'm interested to know what is the gossip?
Yes, something to do with promotion.
Susie, hey, Susie, come here. Have you heard?
Heard what?
Oh my God, you're not going to believe this. Richard is going to get sacked.
Richard? That's crazy. Richard's the best salesman in the company. Where did you hear this anyway? It's probably just a rumor.
Melanie from HR told me last night. She said he was definitely moving on. She wouldn't make it up, would she? I'm shocked.
Shocked? What about, Helen?
Oh, nothing, Richard. Just some silly gossip I overheard.
Oh, by the way, come upstairs when you can. I'm having a little toast. Not sure if you've heard yet, but I'm leaving the sales team. I got a promotion.
I think this dialogue shows you why office gossip can be dangerous.
Yeah, because you never know it's true.
Mm-hmm.
And you can be totally shocked.
Yes.But we do have some interesting language in here, so let's look at some of it now in Language Takeaway.
Language Takeaway.
So, get sacked.
Mm-hmm.
Get sacked.
So, Helen said Richard is going to get sacked.
So, I know what sack is. Sack is like a 袋袋里面全是那个沙子，一个 sack, right?
Yes, but when you get sacked, you get fired.
Okay, get fired.
Mm-hmm.
It's a British English, right?
That's right, yep. So, to get sacked.
就是被炒鱿鱼。
To get sacked.
被炒了。
To get sacked.
被炒。
Okay, so Helen says that Richard is going to get sacked, but Susie doesn't believe her, right?
Right, she was saying it might be a rumor.
Yeah, it's probably just a rumor.
A rumor.
So a rumor is a story that may be true or maybe not true.
就是谣言。
A rumor.
谣言。
A rumor. So the rumor is that Richard is moving on.
Moving on. So she was saying Richard is going to get sacked.
Yep.
Right? 已经被炒鱿鱼了。But then she said he was definitely moving on. 那个 moving on 和那个 get sacked 里面有没有关系没有
Well, I guess when you get sacked, you must move on.
You have to move on.
Yeah. You, moving on means to、change to a new job.
Change to a new job.
Yep.
Right. Because I know moving on is always used, is usually used in a more positive setting, right?
Yeah, I guess so. If you say, I'm moving on, you get the idea that it's for a better job.
Right, right, right.
So maybe here, Helen was...
Just being positive.
Yeah, just being polite. All right, so Richard is moving on, but Richard actually hears Helen speaking about him, right?
Right.
And she says, it's just some silly gossip.
Yeah, gossip. 等等，这就是闲谈，就是办公室那种。乱七八糟的你也不知道他是不是对或者是不是错就是乱七八糟的闲谈可以说是一般都是 rumor、
mm-hmm.
right?
So you gossip about rumors
Right 对了这边 Erica 这 gossip 这个词为什么呢就是在上海话里面、啊、它有一个词叫做 gossip
Really?
Yeah It's actually directly taken from gossip
Well it sounds so similar
Yeah gossip gossip
Yeah
Because you know、when colonial times 就是租界那个时候、啊、就是说当时那个西方文化对中国对上海是非常有影响所以就是把这个词 都弄进来了
Alright, well,、I guess lots of gossip in the colonial times Okay, so the word is gossip
Gossip 就是茶余饭后的闲谈
To gossip
茶余饭后的闲聊
Gossip Now Jason, the word gossip can be both a noun and a verb, right?
Yeah, right
So I heard some gossip The noun.
Noun, yeah, 名词
And those girls are gossiping.
那就是动词了、mm. It's a verb.
Exactly. Okay, and our final word. Helen said, it's just some silly gossip I overheard.
Overheard.、Mm-hmm. It's interesting because heard is...
Here.
Is here, right?、Yeah. The past tense of、
yeah.
here. 就是听到、
mm-hmm.
Overheard, what does that mean?
Well, when you overhear something, you hear something that maybe you should not hear.
Okay, 就是你呀、啊，不是对你讲的、mm. So they're not talking to you
Yep
But you just happen to hear that
Yeah So I overheard them speaking
就是恰巧、啊、听到他们说话
To overhear、
啊、就是正好听到
I overheard Great So I guess、Helen overheard some gossip But she did keep on gossiping Didn't she?
yeah She did
And she used some pretty interesting language So why don't we look at some of these phrases now With Say It Right
Say it right.
那第一个我们刚才讲到就是你一旦听到在英文里面你听到别人要 gossip 的时候他一般第一个句话就会说 Have you heard?
That's right. Have you heard?
Have you heard?
So almost every conversation about rumors or gossip starts like this.
Right. And someone says, heard what? What?
Yeah.
What's going on?
So it's basically, do you know the news?
Right. 就是你听说了吗、嗯、
Have you heard?
那你听说了吗
Have you heard?All right, so that's the first phrase you hear when you hear gossip. But the second phrase you always hear is, you're not going to believe this.
也好像一般人家都会这样说、哎、你绝对不会相信这个 我看到什么事情。就是把这个事情、啊、好像弄得很大很严重很吸引人一样。
Yeah, that's right. You're not going to believe this.
So I just want to hear what's going on.
Yeah, you're not going to believe this.
你简直不敢，你绝对不会相信这个事情。
You're not going to believe this.
你绝对不可能相信这个事情。
All right, so in our final word, Helen is explaining the gossip. She's saying Richard is definitely going to move on. And she heard this information from Melanie, right?
Right, and she actually says Melanie wouldn't make it up.
Yeah, to make it up.
What does it mean, make it up here?
Well, when you make something up, you tell a lie.
Oh, okay, 就是你编的这个故事你编了一个谎言、
mm.
So she wouldn't make up 就是她不会去编造这个
It's true
对、
yeah.
Basically she says Melanie would tell the truth
Exactly、right? So to make it up
就是编故事
To make something up、
啊、编出来的东西谎言
To make it up Great, so some really helpful gossiping phrases Now why don't we hear them one more time in the dialogue?
Susie, hey, Susie, come here. Have you heard?
Heard what?
Oh my God, you're not gonna believe this. Richard is going to get sacked.
Richard? That's crazy. Richard's the best salesman in the company. Where did you hear this, anyway? It's probably just a rumor.
Melanie from HR told me last night. She said he was definitely moving on. She wouldn't make it up, would she? I'm shocked.
Shocked? What about, Helen?
Oh, nothing, Richard. Just some silly gossip I overheard.
Oh, by the way, come upstairs when you can. I'm having a little toast. Not sure if you've heard yet, but I'm leaving the sales team. I got a promotion.
So, Eric, I heard there's concept, 就是有一个叫做 water cooler, 在这个办公室好像都有一个 water cooler, 是吧? 或是拿咖啡的地方, 那这个地方好像 我听说都是那些 gossip 发生的地方.
Yeah, I guess it's actually almost a joke in English. We all know, okay, there's the water cooler where you make your coffee and tea, and in the morning, that's where you see your colleagues.
Right.
Yeah, they're making their coffee and tea, you're making yours, and so that's where you start gossiping.
Have you heard?
Yeah. So very often, you know, maybe some exciting TV program happened the night before, or maybe somebody,
dating someone.
Yeah. You hear all of this around the water cooler.
Right. Because it makes sense. Because it's very hard for you, like, in a cubicle, right?
Yeah.
In the 办公桌上面的时候, it's very hard to, you know, just talk to the next one and gossiping about stuff because they have work to do.
Yep. So whenever you hear someone talking about the water cooler, around the water cooler, you know they're talking about gossip.
Cool.
All right, so for more examples of how to use the language in this lesson, remember to check out our expansion sentences.
And there's one more exercise for you to do is that you go to the water cooler of your office and start gossiping in English.
That's right. Okay, well, I guess that's it for us today, and we'd like to wish you happy studies, and until next time,
bye.
English Pod Enterprise.